We're standing in the possibility of a dream like maybe you and me. What I know I never knew before. When I opened my heart, I opened up to explore.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and you're listening to BBS Radio and the show Let's Find Out. We're on every other Sunday night, and we have very interesting guests who talk about astrology, metaphysics, holistic health and healing, psychic development, and all other kinds of interesting subjects. We're going to be having a lot of guests off and on these shows, and we have Michael Couric is coming on the show. He's one of the greatest both Ghostbusters of all time, and we're also going to have a man by the name of Richard Scholler, who is one of the top psychics on Long Island. And tonight is the spring equinox, so of course we have on one of our favorites, Mark Dodich. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Good evening. Very well. Thanks for inviting me back again.
It was my pleasure. Anyway, we're in March Madness. And we're changing time, we're changing seasons, and we're changing signs. You want to talk a little bit about it, Mark?
Sure. Well, since it's equinox, we should maybe start with that. One of the things that's really significant is we are building up to, by April 3rd, six planets in Aries. I mean, that's we call the sun and the moon a planet, as you know, and so we'd say 6 out of 10 or 60% are going to be moving
wow.
through Aries here in the next couple of weeks, and that's kind of a hurry up, let's get going. And on the other level, we're in the shadow before Mercury turns retrograde.
Mercury goes retrograde, right? So how can you get going and have that happen?
Well, it's kind of like a hurry up and wait situation that we're all going to need to get things moving, but then there's going to be the usual delays and communications breakdowns that are expected around Mercury retrograde. But
and those dates are what? March 30th
well,
to
actual
when?
Dates, March 30th to April 23rd, and it's going to be in the sign Aries.
Right.
So, and regardless of a person's sign, everybody's got Aries somewhere in their chart.
Mm-hmm.
And
With all of these planets in Aries, you know, with what's been happening in Japan and what's been happening in Libya, this is not too good because Aries does represent fires, explosives, nuclear, and it's on Uranus, which, of course, is electricity and things happening faster and faster. So what do you see for this time, Mark?
Well, you know, there's a good level and there's a scary level. And, you know, starting off with the scary level, if you went back 84 years ago, the last time Uranus was in Aries, mm-hmm. there were massive earthquakes in New Zealand. Well, here is Uranus was getting ready to move into Aries. New Zealand had a giant earthquake. And, of course, Japan, and you can go look at the charts of Japan and see the earthquake there. So on one level, we're all being activated to break up old patterns, which, you know, using the old Hermetic philosophy, as above, so below, well, if these patterns are breaking up in terms of tectonic plates and tsunamis, what must be going on within us in terms of breaking up old patterns so that we can pioneer a new path?
Well, the upsetting thing to me was, and I totally respect what you say, is that breaking up the old pattern has really brought a terrible new pattern, and that's living with nuclear waste and radioactivity and radiation. I know that 2011 is supposed to be a transition year, but my heart really goes out to how these people are suffering. I mean, they found the radiation in their food.
Absolutely, and I'm not trying to belittle the problem, but I am trying to say that these potential mm-hmm. problems have been just in a holding pattern for a long time, and now all of a sudden they're being brought up to say we must pay attention to these things.
Well, you know, I think that's especially true with relationships, because I've just ended two primary relationships in my life, two of them. Very primary, one in January and one during the week of Mars and Uranus conjuncting in Aries. And I know that both of them had energy behind it. And Mark, what I mean by that is that there had been upsets, fights, skirmishes, and misunderstandings before the actual Uranus, all of a sudden this is over with, happened.
Sure. And, you know, there's a good explanation for that as well, is, you know, we talked the last time you had me on about Saturn being in the sign Libra, which is the sign of relationships, and Saturn being the planet that has to do with restructuring something. Now, that actually started last summer of 2010, and it goes right until the fall of 2012. But particularly if you look at the spring equinox chart, which is a chart telling us what the next 3 months are about, we have Aries, independent individuality, on the exact opposite side of Saturn and Libra, the sign of relationships, and Saturn, the planet of restructuring.
So, okay, so my question is, when it's all over, what's going to happen?
Well, my belief is that we are developing a new relationship paradigm, that we know that old paradigms of, you know, beliefs and the way we've done relationships in the past really just don't work anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in my opinion, we are growing into this unknown thing, you know, and to say we know what the new relationship paradigm is going to be, I think it's a little early to say.
But I agree.
It's just starting to come out, and everybody's saying, hey, I know that this old way doesn't work. I'm going to have to explore and experiment, which is, of course, Uranus in Aries is the perfect exploration-type planet.
I just want to say this. The one person who was a female was Libra, and the male has his Venus in Libra. That's number one. And number two, the reason that the relationships broke was because of something called inconsideration, manipulation, and control. So I know in my life that I am not going to be in a relationship that's false. I am not going to be in a relationship where there's no cooperation and you get told off when you ask somebody to do something. And I'm not going to be in a relationship where somebody says, I love you, I love you, I love you, and then they turn around and stab you in the back.
Right, so there's this whole new level of, to use a Saturn word, boundaries, that we're all being
right
told to have healthy boundaries in our relationship, where I think many people grew up in the, at least people who were 40 and above, grew up in the, you got to go fix everything. And
right,
sometimes fixing is not a solution.
Well, you can't fix something if the other person doesn't see it or doesn't cooperate. There's different levels. But I know that I can't fix it. I can only present my truth. Like Frank used to say, Frank Albro, who we both studied with, I can only present my truth. And if they can't even honor that that's my truth or face it or acknowledge it, then there's no sense in having a relationship because that's disrespect.
Absolutely, and you said something I think is important of the people who don't recognize that it's going on.
Yes.
Because where I would bring that in is we know Chiron, the wounded healer, the centaur, half horse, half human, very
mm-hmm
famous healer in ancient Greece, moved into Pisces last month. And Pisces, if no offense to you as a Pisces, but Pisces can be a real space cadet, as you know. And sometimes
yeah, well,
they don't
be that
even
way
see things. But it, of course, it makes them great psychics and intuitives. But the flip side is sometimes they don't see something until it's right in their face.
And when they see it right in their face, but they take an action, because Pisces are very tenacious people, and I'm a double Pisces.
Yep.
My sun and moon are conjunct in Pisces, and they're very tenacious people. And when they find out that they've been lied to, used, abused. The thing that gets me, Mark, the most in people is when they say they're going to do something and they don't do it. I can't tolerate that.
Yep.
Very hard.
Yep.
How about you?
Well, you know, I'm a double Libra, meaning my sun and my moon are both in Libra, so we're
ouch
kind of the wet noodles of the zodiac who have lessons in having a stronger spine, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you let them go too far and then... I'll tell you, I did something just in the last 2 weeks that I, like, almost never do.
Mm-hmm.
I had asked a client not to call me anymore. And for me to say no to a client is like Mount Everest. You know, it's gigantic. But, you know, when you get what we'll lovingly call the, shall we call them the vampires of the zodiac, the people
yeah,
who
they
don't
suck your blood.
Draw
I've
their own
done
energy
that, too. I've had to.
Yeah. And sometimes you just have to say, you know, either you need to start drawing your own energy from source and be in your integrity, or you need to go find somebody else to draw energy away from.
Did you ever have a reading, Mark, with your astrology, and I'm with my psychic, but did you ever have a reading where somebody started to tell you, I want you to do this, I want you to do that?
Yeah, it's the classic, they'll ask questions and give you an expected answer that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to be careful as they'll, you know, when you say no, if you say no, I don't see it that way, if that's mm-hmm. the case, you know, they're trying to control you, they'll go find some other psychic or some other astrologer who will tell them what they want to hear.
And, you know, I know that's true, excepting that there's one thing that I'm very lucky with. What I say happens. I'm very lucky with that. But I might say, I don't see that coming for you now. I'm sure you're going to have patience. I changed my sentence. That must be the new paradigm, Mark. I don't see that for you now.
Nobody likes to hear the P word, patience.
Yeah.
Do you see
in these energies, I'm tuning in psychically, which I wrote you in our prior email, I'm tuning in that there's going to be a real upset in June, a showdown. And I think it's from all of these energies and people deciding which stand they want to take. Do I want to continue in the old, which I know is going to bring me pain, or do I really want to reach out and go into something new, which has me in all kinds of fear because I don't know what's happening, and I feel I'm losing security? Is that what this is about?
I think that's very valid. The thing I'd want to add to what you said about June is, you know, between June 1st and July 1st, we're going to have three eclipses.
Yep.
And eclipses tend to dredge up the depths within people. They block out the busyness of our little world and require us to look at really what is most important. What is our soul calling us to do? What is the truth below the surface that is trying to get out?
And, of course, like Frank Alper, I call it karmic revelation. Eclipses bring karmic revelation. So whatever energy you've built up, and it can be terrific. You can all of a sudden, Mark Dodich is going to be on the bio channel, or he's going to have a television show, or it can be the other way around. But I do believe that you're going to get back the karma that you've earned, and that's what these eclipses are going to be. But let's talk about the signs they're in. Isn't one in the nodes are moving into Sagittarius, Gemini? I want to approach that too.
Sure, and that actually just happened about a week ago at the beginning of March. The North Node, which is a soul destiny point, moved out of Capricorn into Sagittarius. So Capricorn is a very structured, stable, play it safe type of a sign. And
right.
Sagittarius is, let's go off on an adventure. Let's remember that life is supposed to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And over on the other side of the zodiac, the South Node, which is kind of a release point, we'll call it, had spent about a year and a half since about the time Michael Jackson died, in the sign Cancer, which has to do with emotions and family. And I don't know about you, but I saw an awful lot of people leave the planet in 2010 and early 2011.
Yes, and you know, I've been talking about that. Yeah. I think that's going to happen more and more because I think people are choosing not to go into the new energies. They just are choosing to leave and maybe get reincarnated into the new energies. But in this lifetime with their history, they just don't want to stay.
Yeah, and whether they reincarnate into new energies or whether they incarnate in some other place that is in the energy that they're compatible with, you know, who knows? That's bigger questions than perhaps we can answer. But the key is this release point, the South Node moving into Gemini, requires us to practice some mental flexibility and adaptability. And, mm-hmm. you know, I do those relocation readings to help people find their power points on planet Earth. And I will tell you that my business in relocation readings is really at a spike now. Now, I don't know if that's because there was a terrible winter in much of the country and they just say no more snow, or whether they are genuinely feeling the need that the energy of where I'm at is not holding me the way I need to be held.
I think it's a little of both, Mark, and I do think that a lot of people are going into fear or questions or wanting to know something. By the way, we're about to take a station break. I'd like to hear your website, please.
That would be www.astromark.us, astromark.us.
And do you have a phone number that you'd like to give?
Sure. That would be in the Pacific time zone, 503-252-1558.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm inviting everybody that's listening, if you have questions of Mark, which would be astrology, or if you have questions of me, to please give us a call. We're at 888-815-9756. We have about 45 minutes left, and we'd love to hear from you. Now we're going to go for our break.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bi-monthly in three regional print editions, New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition. You're listening to Let's Find Out. Every other week, Elizabeth Joyce, along with her special guests, discuss how to apply metaphysical techniques to our everyday lives. Together, we answer your most pressing questions about holistic health and intuitive awareness. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, contact bbsradio.com or contact Elizabeth Joyce at elizabeth.joyce.com. radio@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in every other Sunday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific, and let's find out. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, better known as the BCMA, is a nonprofit association focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by combining and sharing our talents with others. The BCMA does this by providing classes, events, and monthly metaphysical lectures to keep people informed about issues that affect your health and welfare of the community. We are in our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming classes, intensives, and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful community charity. When you give service to others, you open the heart and grow spiritually. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of each month between September and June at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. For a list of our charities, as well as our calendar of events, go to www.thebcma.net.
Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love
Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights.
Too many stars.
Too many stars.
Too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine.
And that's my friend Perry Como reminding us not to let the stars get in your eyes. But Mark, I have a problem. I had the moon get in my eye. I was dancing in the stars and the moon smacked me right in the head. What's going on with this full moon?
Everybody's been calling and emailing, what's a super moon? What's a super moon? And of course, the answer to that is it is a moon that is very close in its orbit to Earth. And there's right. All the astronomical definitions. But astrologically, we say that the effects of the moon are amplified, or the volume is turned up, when we have these relatively rare moons. And in addition to that, of course, we also had, Jupiter and Mars were also very close in the orbit back at the Japan earthquake. So all of a sudden now we've got the moon, which is very big because it's so close to us. We have Jupiter, which is a humongous, gigantic planet. And we had Mars, which is kind of the warrior, aggressive, gung-ho planet, close to the Earth.
And that started Libra. Jupiter is oil. They want the oil out of Libya, and Libya is a country, and we went to war, and it's very sad. But another thing that we haven't talked about, Mark, is something called a critical degree. Now, when Uranus and Aries first start out, they're at zero, and that's a critical degree, and that was the Japanese earthquake. And now we've got this full moon in Virgo at 28 degrees. Can you explain to us what that means?
Well, whenever you have things at the very last or the very beginning sign, you have beginnings and you have endings, okay? So, for example, let's use Uranus as your example. Prior to March 11th, in the early March, it was in the very last degree of Pisces. Mm-hmm. Which is the last degree of the zodiac, and not that anybody should get in the panic out there, but we call that like the degree of death, because it's the very end. And think of like in the tarot cards, you've got the Fool, which is the beginning and the end. It's the same kind of a story. Well, so we saw when this was all going on, we saw the whole thing in Tunisia was actually kind of the leading edge of what was changing. It was the end of a leadership. And here we have now in Libya what possibly is going to be the end of a leadership.
And Egypt,
and then, of course, we have beginnings. And even my understanding of the earthquake down in New Zealand was that they've decided that they're not just going to go in and wholesale rebuild, you know, that city on an earthquake zone.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
It is.
I mean,
but, yeah.
I got a little upset with New Orleans. I know that Brad Pitt has really done a lot of wonderful work trying to get New Orleans rebuilt, but there could be another tsunami. There could be another hurricane, and there's so much activity going on this year with fire, and I know it may not be water, but I do think that tsunamis and earthquakes, aren't they a part of Aries and Libra?
Certainly with the planets, for example, Saturn and Uranus, in Libra, we've also got Pluto in Capricorn, which makes a 90-degree angle that we call a square or a challenge, or motivator would be the nice New Age word. And, for the next several years, not to go too far off topic, but the planet Uranus is going to be at a 90-degree angle to Pluto about seven times until 2015.
And the first is always the worst.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. To go back to your previous issue of the first degrees of a sign, oftentimes when an energy is new to the planet, that's when things get a little messy. And once you get through the initial breakdown phase, then you figure out how to put things together.
Usually the last one is putting it together, and then a new problem may come up. So there's your endings and new beginnings.
And that's going to require adaptability from people because of these nodes being, the soul destiny points being in what we call the adaptable or mutable is our term that we use for it. And so people are going to need to adapt, but they're also going to need to adapt on the fly, because if you've got six planets in Aries in the next couple of weeks, you're going to have to get moving. And at the same time, you've got these adaptable signs saying, well, you're going to have to adjust and adapt.
What I say, take a couple of deep breaths and learn some yoga and you can adapt just fine.
Absolutely. But, there's a certain fixed energy that many people have. Which, in astrology, the fixed signs are Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, Scorpio. And those are the signs that have more trouble at letting go and shifting to new things.
Especially the Taurus and the Scorpio.
Yeah.
But, I want to tell you a story real quick about the cruise. I just came back from the cruise into 2012, and I was a presenter on the cruise. We had a wonderful time, Mark. We had over 200 people. I was on the top deck with Richard Hoagland and Sean Michael, I don't know if you know Sean, and we were talking about Japan because we were at sea when it happened. So we had a real rough sea on Friday and a lot of people were getting seasick. I was in the lower California. But what happened was we took out the globe and we went to the Sphinx, which is in the exact center of the Earth. It went 100 degrees one way, 120 degrees east, and the 120 degrees went to oil wells that were being drilled, and they were drilling very, very, very deep, and they were removing all of this oil. And oil is really the bloodstream of the Earth, so it left a void, and 120 degrees west was Japan.
Wow.
So it was exactly opposite. Just like Aries and Libra is opposite, the oil drilling so deep and Japan were opposite. So what we theorized is that they took the oil out and the Earth had to fill in that space, and it filled it in with dirt and it caused the earthquake in Japan. I thought that was fascinating.
It is, and it becomes difficult to, just assign one particular thing to, this caused that, because, we are moving into, I think a lot of people don't know, that we have this sunspot cycle, which has been increasing, and the problem...
And that's always trouble looking for a place to happen, right?
Well, it is, and the problem is we can measure the planets. Saturn goes around its orbit every 29 years, so you go back 29 years ago, and you can look at some of the things that are going on in your life now. But sunspots don't work in as nice and neat and methodical of a way, and so you kind of question, well, here we've been having all these big sunspots that seem to be increasing, I wonder what effect they have as a part of all this.
Well, I have a theory on that. I think some of the sunspots are bringing in the new energy of the fifth dimension. I also personally believe that there is a sun behind our sun, and that we are eventually, maybe within the next 3 to 5 years, going to have two suns. I really do believe that. And I also think that the sunspots, the more that we have, the more the orbit of our particular solar system is thrown off. So we're going to have to leave the status quo and make new arrangements, which is what we've been talking about with Mars and Uranus. And to me, it's uncanny that the sunspots are happening more quickly at the same time that the signs are changing. I do not think that's by accident. I happen to think that that's all in harmony. Don't you?
I certainly think that there is a harmony or a synchronicity to things, even though I can't always put a handle on just what that is.
I know.
One working theory on the sunspots is that it jiggles our electromagnetic field, which jiggles our pineal gland, which is many people believe is associated with intuitive abilities and our ability to sense things.
I forgot to talk to you about that, too. I'm now working on the spiritual chakras, Mark, and I'm going to send you my new CD that I made. But the spiritual chakras are the new chakras. They are not the physical chakras. They are above our head, chakra 8, 8.5, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And they all are coming in and using our etheric body or our universal body. You can work your chakras and you can bring your universal body down over your physical body, and it creates wellness. I've been doing this work now for about a year, and it's in my book, Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. And now I've just finished a terrific workbook. So what I'm trying to say is that the spiritual chakras the ninth chakra, when it opens, and Frank used to talk about this, creates a laser light or some kind of a tunnel, and it pierces the pineal gland and the pituitary and comes out through the third eye. So I totally agree with you that this is beginning to get that to work, because I think this is going to give us greater gifts, more power with natural healing, and a stronger identity with the universe.
Well, and that's fantastic, because all this cutting-edge work you're doing really fits in two ways. One, the Uranus and Aries is inventive new ways to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is something we haven't even talked about yet, which is in about another 10 days, we're going to have Neptune start to move into Pisces, which rules all of this intuitive and going beyond the veils to see what needs to come in place.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk about that as soon as we come back from the break. And I am reminding everybody that if they want to call and ask a question, we're at 888-815-9756. We'll talk about Neptune in just a few minutes.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, better known as the BCMA, is a nonprofit association focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by combining and sharing our talents with others. The BCMA does this by providing classes, events, and monthly metaphysical lectures to keep people informed about issues that affect your health and welfare of the community. We are in our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming classes, intensives, and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful community charity. When you give service to others, you open the heart and grow spiritually. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of each month between September and June at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. For a list of our charities as well as our calendar of events, go to www.thebcma.net. You're listening to Let's Find Out. Every other week, Elizabeth Joyce, along with her special guests, discuss how to apply metaphysical techniques to our everyday lives. Together, we answer your most pressing questions about holistic health and intuitive awareness. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, contact bbsradio.com or contact Elizabeth Joyce at elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in every other Sunday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific, and let's find out. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell, and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs five nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, Let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. Tonight's book is called The End of Time, The Mayan Prophecies Revisited by one of my closest friends, Adrian Gilbert. According to the ancient Maya, the 21st of December 2012 will be the last day of the world as we know it. On the stroke of midnight, their calendar will click around to zero for the first time in over 5,000 years. The Maya prophesied that this event would be preceded by a series of natural disasters, including earthquakes and floods, some of which may sound familiar. What will this mean for us? Should we take seriously their claims that this will be the time of an apocalyptic cataclysm? How did the Maya, a very clever but nonetheless Stone Age people, calculate the date of an astronomical occurrence that would take place many millennia in the future? And why? These are just some of the questions posed by Adrian Gilbert, co-author of the international bestseller The Mayan Prophecies. In The End of Time, he revisits the ancient archaeological sites of the Maya and makes astonishing discoveries about their cosmology that could have profound implications on us all. The End of Time, The Mayan Prophecies Revisited by Adrian Gilbert. This is a must-read, especially if you're going on the cruise to 2012, which will take us to many of these ancient sites. Adrian Gilbert is an excellent author. The End of Time, The Mayan Prophecies Revisited. Go pick it up.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a
moon. Well, I can put a falling star in my pocket, but I'll be darned if I can put that full moon anywhere near it. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And my guest tonight is famed astrologer Mark Dodit. So how are you doing with catching all the stars, Mark?
Doing my best, actually. It's a wonderful time to be on planet Earth and being an astrologer. There's never a shortage of things to talk about.
That's true. So we're going back to Neptune moving into Pisces. Now, I'm a double Pisces. Is that going to affect me, and is it going to cause me any kind of illness or drug problem or anything like that?
Well, hopefully it will affect by opening your intuitive abilities to the whole next level.
Oh,
now,
boy.
You have to remember that, of course, that requires a whole new set of boundaries as well. But you have to remember that Neptune only travels through a sign every 165 years or so. So what's getting ready to happen, and this is coming in on April 4th, and it's going to last until early August. So I call that a movie preview or like an appetizer. In other words, we're going to get a teaser of
coming attractions.
Coming attractions, exactly. But it only moves into like 1 degree of Pisces, and there's actually 30 degrees in each sign. And of course, you personally were born later in the sign of Pisces,
right.
So it's going to take a while till it catches up to you. But we could say for anybody who's a Pisces, hey, something is moving into the neighborhood. Even though it may not touch you yet, it's coming, and we're all going to feel it.
And, I have a question.
Yeah.
If somebody has a rising sign at 1 degree Gemini, won't that affect it?
Absolutely. What we call it the mutable crosses, our fancy name for it. But Gemini and Sagittarius are opposite each other in these adaptable mm-hmm. signs, and Pisces and Virgo are also there.
And they square each other.
Yep. And anybody who has Pisces, Gemini, Aquarius. My brain just shut down there.
Virgo.
And Pisces. and I've got Virgo rising. I should know better. But anybody who has planets in any of those four signs are certainly going to be more heavily activated.
And what do you think it might do?
Well, number one is opening up intuitive abilities or bringing more spirituality type things in. Music, you know, many people who are drawn to music or like the water, the oceans, you know, Pisces rules the oceans. So on the collective level, I'm sure we'll be looking at the situation of the fish and the deep water drilling and, perhaps being able to get water out of the oceans as we have droughts in more places.
Yeah, well, we are going to have drought. I know that. And if this is going between August 4th and you said April 4th and August, right?
Early August.
So that's probably going to bring drought and fires. I was feeling both.
Well, and particularly with all these planets and fire signs, I mean, last summer we got a teaser of Jupiter and Uranus moving into Aries and Russia virtually burned down.
Right, in California. But I felt it was going to be in more states than California. We had California, Russia, and didn't we have also Australia with the fires?
I believe so. And, of course, that was just a teaser. All of this is coming back this summer. And
right.
So, if you went back two Uranus cycles, in other words, Uranus is 84 years, so you went back 168 years,
okay.
The city of Pittsburgh nearly burned down.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
the other thing that it's going to do is probably bring in some wonderful new medical research and cures, because Neptune rules drugs, and therefore we could have all kinds of wonderful medical breakthroughs, couldn't we, Mark?
Absolutely. There'll be, new medical abilities. There'll be, I would think that the spiritual healing practices like Reiki or things like that will begin to be more accepted in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's always a bad side, because energy is just energy, and it's how we choose to use it is what's important. And
correct.
So the bad side would be probably some new drugs that the kids will develop to, hurt themselves.
More dangerous counterattacks, more dangerous weapons that would be asphyxiating and that type of thing. That's always a problem.
But, if you went back 165 years ago, that was 1848 to 1862, that was when there was the Virgin Mary sightings by Bernadette of Lourdes.
Right.
The Red Cross was founded then, and of course, Red Cross is in the news very big now because of Japan.
Well, that's good. And they were with Haiti last year. We had Haiti last year and Japan this year.
Yep.
And we just raised the BCMA just raised $1,100 for the Red Cross. We focused on the homeless in Bucks County because of job losses, but it was still a wonderful thing to do.
And so it's coming full circle. The other interesting thing, particularly with the next year being an election year getting started, is the 165 years ago, the Republican Party was founded.
And so there may be a new party.
Well, they're certainly trying to re-identify themselves as to who they are between the more conservative elements and the more moderate elements of the party.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Yes. So they'll be
tea party.
They'll be revisioning who they are.
Oh, well, that's good. That might be good. I also think that that we are in a very female energy time, too. Pisces is the intuitive, the female, the gentler healing side, along with Chiron. We put them together, we may have a woman president.
Very true. And I would also think that this would bring up, the suffering of women, and whether that's in places like Afghanistan or right here in the U.S., I would definitely say that there is this divine feminine energy coming in. And the issue
more women leaders, perhaps, too.
Absolutely. And but see, the issue is we see all of this Uranus and Aries, which is very male energy. Let's go in and put a no-fly zone on Libya and all the more male warrior stuff. But it's hard sometimes to see this divine feminine sneaking in on us.
That's
but it
true.
Is coming in. And by 2012, Neptune will have both feet in Pisces, where now it's just testing the waters.
Well, we're going to be surprised at some of the things it brings, but I do think that we're going to have a lot of spring rain on the East Coast. We had tons of snow. We broke all world's records with snow. And now I think we might have quite a bit of rain and some flooding over the next few months. And let's just hope we can have some good things as well. I want to go back to June. You said there were three eclipses. I wanted you to name what signs are in and give us the dates of those eclipses.
Sure. The June 1st one is at 12 degrees of Gemini, which is a mental, intellectual. It's time to, solar eclipses are new starts, new beginnings.
Right.
So this is time to rethink. What is this new beginning on a mental level? Then on June 15th, there's going to be a lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. That means that the sun will be in Gemini and the moon will be in Sagittarius.
And is there a degree?
Yes, absolutely. It's 25 degrees of Sagittarius, which will be interesting to watch because Charlie Sheen's moon is at 25 Sag, so he's going to be a good example of all this that's going on.
And that's endings. Lunar eclipse is endings.
Well, I like to say that it pulls you apart to put you back together in a better way.
Well, you stop. I like to say that you stop your bad habits and you have to get into the good habits now, when you might have to slow down a little bit and figure out what the good habits are.
Sounds good to me, but we know Sagittarius is a why do it little when you can do it really big kind of a sign.
Well, Charlie Sheen is everything big, so.
yeah, and that's his Sagittarius moon in his chart.
Now that squares my sun in the third house.
So obviously this is going to be you re-identifying who you are and how you're bringing your message to the world.
Oh,
and
okay.
With all of your Pisces, it's natural that all of a sudden, here's all this work you've been doing on the higher chakras in a behind-the-scenes or more experimental way, this would be a sign of you're going to be challenged to start bringing those out into the world in a more visible way.
That would be wonderful. And the 12 degrees Gemini lands right on my Jupiter in the seventh house.
So that's
maybe
obviously
I'll have two husbands. Oh, my God.
Well, bringing out your teacher, coach, minister would be another way, and your writer.
Oh, okay.
Of course, Gemini you'll see in radio shows, too. So,
oh, good. We'll tell that to Donna. Maybe we'll do another one. We'll do two of them. Okay, and then the third eclipse?
Third eclipse is July 1st, and that is going to be in the sign Cancer, 10 degrees Cancer for people who know their chart. And Cancer, of course, is home, family, emotions, food, nurturing kinds of things.
Especially so, food. Food and mother. Yeah. The mother.
Yeah. Yeah, so on one level, it would be great for a family barbecue. On another level, it would be really important for people to say, what are they doing in their life that actually nurtures them? And what are the things they're doing just because they've always done them and they become a habit?
Out of habit, right. And is this solar or lunar, Mark? Cancer.
So there's two solar eclipses, Gemini on June 1st and the one on in Cancer on July 1st. And again, solar eclipses are new starts.
Well, I want to hear more about this. We've got to take another break, and we'll be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bimonthly in three regional print editions, New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, accessing the fifth dimension, the truth about 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension. How to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea. Count every star and darling, when you do, you know the times I cry for you.
Well, that was Count Every Star, and I keep counting them, and I keep bumping into the moon. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm on with astrologer Mark Dodich. Mark, don't you just love this full moon?
Well, you know, I'm out here in Oregon, and sad to say we got to see a little glimpse of it, but we didn't really get to bathe in the energies just because sometimes Oregon is Oregon.
Oh, it is just so huge here. It's wonderful. Anyway, we need to wrap it up, but I'd like you to talk about what you see coming through the summer. And I know you're going to be on June 19th again with us, but maybe you can give us a little bit of, let's say, between April and August. What do you have to say about that?
Well, my thought is this is just another step on the path to the end of the calendar in 2012, and that we're all being called to start adapting and shifting in new ways. And, of course, the eclipses that we talked about are dredging the depths to really see what's important in our life and what we need to release. So I would be suggesting people take a little time off for Vision Quest this summer. And, of course, I'm sure at the next time we talk, we'll be talking about the Mercury retrograde that's after the one coming up here. And that's going to be pretty much August 2nd to 26th. And so
that'll
be us rethinking things in terms of that one's going to start in Virgo and move backwards into Leo. So Virgo is, you know, clean your closets, be they external or internal.
And that's good for Mercury retrograde. It really is. Lots of garage sales in the hot, hot summer.
It is. And Leo is the sign that says, let's open our heart and let's go play and let's be creative. So we'll be creating new ways to do things, or we'll be getting some playtime in. So I would definitely make room for play and creativity.
I know what we can do. We'll build a sandy garage. We'll air condition it, have a garage sale on the beach.
That
want to help?
Perfect. That would be perfect.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, please give me your website and phone number again.
Sure. So the website, which I've got monthly reports on, we're taking a group of people to Greece in May if people would like to join up.
That's wonderful.
Is www.astromark.us, astromark.us, and they can get the Spring Equinox newsletter as a PDF download there, or they can also just call me if they'd prefer a paper copy, and that would be in the Pacific time zone, 503-252-1558.
And, Mark, what are the dates of the Greece trip? Because if you can go with Mark, be sure you do it. What are the dates?
Well, it's going to be 11 days. We're going to depart on May 26th and return on June 6th. There's actually a $150 discount on the website that they can pull off of there. And we're going to go to these Greek gods, you know, the Delphi Oracle, Chiron,
oh,
the famous healer, Uranus, Neptune, who's temple is overlooking the sunset point. And why not tune into these new energies in the place that these gods lived?
I absolutely think that's fantastic. So I hope a lot of people will be joining you. And I just want to thank you for being on, and hopefully we'll see you again. And do you have any closing thoughts, Mark?
Just to be willing to take a risk on yourself and be willing to pioneer new paths. Those are all Aries words. So the positive is let's be willing to try things in a new way or break out of our patterns. And from the more negative perspective, I would say that if you have anyone in your life who's doing anger issues or road rage type of things, give them a little extra space and back off a little bit, because they could very well go off in the next couple of weeks.
No, that's probably true.
Flatter on you.
Don't get pushy. Okay, Mark, we'll see you again in June.
Thank you.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce. I want to tell you who's going to be my next guest in 2 weeks, and this is Richard Scholler. Richard is a very special psychic, and he speaks to the other side. He has the ability to be in contact with people who have passed from the physical state of existence into a spiritual state of existence, which is not unique. It is an innate ability for all people. There is something that he strongly believes in. He strongly believes that he can give truth and higher learning to people from their loved ones. Though all people possess this ability, many have not been able to manifest it as yet. Richard feels that they have the opportunity to do so through hard work, education, and application. He would like you all to learn about mediumship and natural law and realize that that governs the universe, and we are just in the beginning of having these energies be on Earth. And I, in my book, Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension, talk about this at length and encourage everybody to begin their metaphysical teaching and knowledge now. Begin to meditate, begin to work your chakras so that you can grow into these new energies without much sacrifice or pain. And this is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. We are going to have our weekly meditation now, and I will see you again on April 3rd.
Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. We are now entering the world beyond mind over matter. We are entering the universe of soul over matter. The way to heal, rejuvenate, transform, and to enlighten all life. It is difficult for many to still understand and accept the true vastness of the universe. The concept that includes that all is now, has ever been, and will be. There are teachers and guides that are offered here to help you experience and share if you need assistance. They are all here, your invisible guides and teachers. Close your eyes and feel their presence.
and know that there are no rules, no laws, no commandments in the philosophy, only that we should strive for that which is itself, God, Spirit, and the Divine. In each person seeking spiritual awareness and transformation for themselves, they are serving all others and all things by doing so. Unlike many religions and philosophies, the principles of the fifth dimension and coming into the oneness are rather simple and short. There are just three things to remember: universal love, universal energy, and universal knowledge. You are a soul. You are universal. You belong to and vibrate within the universal all. You are a part of everything, every person you know, and each person you meet. And you have affected all people, all animals, and everything that your energy has touched, which in turn will affect another to where the link is. What you have felt throughout the universe, they feel. If you feel anger, they will feel anger. If you feel love and gentleness and kindness, that will be absorbed into the universe, and others will begin to feel love, gentleness, and kindness. You are a spiritual being in human form. You are a being of love and energy and knowledge that is universal. You are not alone, but a part of everything, and everything is a part of you. Matter and energy cannot be destroyed, only changed. At all times, be aware of the consequences of your individual actions, and let the actions always be of love. The universe I speak of is not just this planet or this solar system, but all the universes, everywhere, throughout, everywhere. Love is all. Love is not just your neighbor or your family, but all that is now, all that has been, and all that may be. Love cannot be given, shared, or felt unless there is acceptance and understanding from you. Do not expect love from others, but accept all the love that others give. You should strive to understand and then accept differences of people so that you may know all people as your kindred spirit in love. If you hate, you cannot be loved by others, yourself, or embraced by the universe. Love what you do. Understand yourself and your actions, and do all that brings love, peace, and harmony. Give yourself freely of love without expecting anything in return. Love the animals and the plants that you consume. Love the earth, and everything that has been provided to you, including your food, comes from the earth. With love comes understanding, respect, kindness, generosity, and happiness. This is a circle. This is the circle of life. And what you give to that energy will be returned to you. Take a deep breath and know the power of the soul. Consciousness of healing not only the body, mind, and spirit, but also the heart. Take a deep breath and feel the love energy flowing through you and back out to the people you love, the people you know, the people you don't know, to all consciousness everywhere, into the world, out into space, out into the universe, and everywhere. Soul over matter. Take a deep breath and know that you are now vibrating in the oneness of the divine. Thank you.